Watson Hall presents. Pride the Lady.
With Shimon Begg as the Game Master.
Let's get this stow on the world.
He did. Speaking of stow, which is, of course, the closest village to where you are.
Yes.
So,
as opposed to Baddesley Endor.
Indeed. Do you recall what was happening last time?
Monsters. Creatures from the mirror.
Yes.
Rat-killing bastards.
And the captain didn't have his gun. He's most mortified. He had to drop
a
table
guest.
On one.
You don't just casually wander around somebody's house with a loaded shotgun, do you?
No, it's not going to. It's not a shotgun. It's a pistol, and I'll be wearing.
Oh well,
it
fair
on,
enough.
On
I do apologize.
He's
I mean, I will now be
uniform, old chap.
I will be loading the shotgun and carrying it around myself now, obviously. Yeah. But that's now we know there's a threat.
Yeah, we found... you had it in your dressing gown. You just forgot to put your dressing gown on when you ran out to help.
I have my gun.
Yes, that's
just
it,
been I've just been cleaning it.
That was it.
And so I had a gun, but it didn't actually have any bullets in it.
Always a good idea to take those out before cleaning.
Did you try threatening the monster to see if it knew it was unloaded?
No, I just dropped the table on it.
Bulldog.
No, what with all this non-new...
Yeah, but he is.
What with all this non-Euclidean geometry, I've forgotten how many bullets I've fired.
So we discovered that the mirror was indeed
minus one. Sorry,
it was indeed reflecting the room,
mm-hmm.
And the room wasn't like a totally different room. It appeared to be a reflection of the room, but there were differences, and it appears to be a version of the room on the other side of the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And as we made.
So we're going around getting some whitewash and basically covering up or repainting every pane of glass, mirror, reflective surface in the entire house.
No!
Well, first of all, we're going to check that this thing's dead.
It's apparently dissipated into thin air at this point.
Oh.
Right.
If you recall...
Any residue or...?
Nope.
No smell, nothing?
No. At the same time that the... What you saw in the mirror flipped back to being what was in your room.
Okay.
As in the same situation.
So it just... Was there any sign of it reappearing dead in the mirror?
No.
No. Just gone entirely.
Hmm. No. And what's-his-face was still dead after we killed it.
Zane. Sorry, wishful thinking there.
No.
No.
The possibly dead host was visible in the mirror, but has then now vanished also.
Is he dead or is he alive?
No, the one you had was fine. He was.
Well, he's drinking brandy.
Yeah.
So that may. I'm not. To be fair, I'm not a medical man, but generally, when they're drinking brandy,
they're alive.
They're mostly alive.
I was trying to pull
in Afghanistan.
The other guy. Sorry. I was just saying, I was trying to pull the other guy over to see if we could help him, but I couldn't get through, and then he vanished anyway, so...
Yeah, the mirror did not seem to be permeable.
No, I tried to go through it.
Mm.
But I am about to find out whether it is, or next time we have one of these, whether a bullet will go through or not.
You could just break the mirror, though, couldn't you?
Well, I'm
without shooting a hole in the wall behind it, you know.
Well, no. What I'm hoping to do, you see, is come to one side and shoot at an angle, so I don't shoot my own reflection, because I feel that that may be a bit of a rum do. Because if that happens,
were
to
we
me,
reflecting properly in the other room? I can't remember.
Yes,
I'm sure we asked that.
Mm-hmm.
We were okay, so that's a possibility. Yes,
we were, and we could sort of feel because. Bertie, didn't you hit it or something? I'm sure you did.
Who's Bertie?
Alberta. I don't recall the Bertie. Oh, Bertie?
Yeah, okay. I did.
I call everyone with a little name.
Yeah, she clobbered it.
I did.
This is why you're a man living a very lonely life.
It appeared to be...
I'll have you know, I'm engaged.
It appeared to be as corporeal as any of you when you were bludging it over the head with a poker.
Yes.
Yeah. It was a bit ripply, but, you know, solid in that kind of squidgy yet crunchy sort of way.
Mm. Yes.
Squidgy yet crunchy.
Crunchy in the way that jelly isn't.
Yes, exactly.
So, like an overripe toffee apple.
Yeah, if you had to describe it, you'd say it had a texture.
Yes, I can picture the captain describing it exactly that way.
Yeah. Yeah, there's also a distinct odour of... yes.
Right.
You'd say...
Did
you're getting...
like the odour?
No. You're getting vibes of bile, the sort of acrid sort of decay, maybe a twinge of gangrene for those of you with the unfortunate experience of that particular.
Ah, yeah. Almost like it doesn't like it on this side of the mirror.
Perhaps.
Maybe it can't handle being on. Being on the side of righteousness.
Oxygen.
Where is our host?
Drinking brandy with or being fed brandy by Professor Zane.
Yes.
In this room or in
no,
the
in the corridor.
In the corridor.
Okay. I'm gonna go into the corridor.
And the other bloke was there as well, wasn't he? But I don't think he was being given so much brandy.
The other bloke?
What other bloke?
Wasn't there
Mildred Lowe, the housekeeper, is in the last time you saw her was in the study.
With a leg up, was she?
She was the one with a broken arm.
Yeah.
With a broken arm.
She might have had legs up anyway, I don't know.
Quite possibly. She's trying to sleep in an armchair.
There was nobody else in the room.
I'm sure perhaps I dreamt. Okay, this might well be the captain.
it might have been his reflection.
We have one man who's allegedly in the pub, but we don't know, but he's unaccounted for, don't we?
Mm.
Yeah.
There was the person I thought I saw outside, couldn't find anybody, we're now thinking that was a reflection thing.
Yeah. There was the doctor, but he went home.
Well, as far as we know.
He has left the building.
Departed the premises.
We stopped feeding him brandy, so I'm pretty sure he did go home.
Yeah.
The horse gets there, even if
he
doesn't. Yeah, that's, I think that's the Tesla idea, really. You know, you get completely drunk and then the car gets you either home or in a ditch. Hard to tell. Then Mildred's husband, was it?
Yeah.
Where was he? He'd gone...
probably just actually gone to bed.
Surely he would have heard this, even in a fairly large house.
You'll hear at this juncture the sounds of footsteps, which will prove to be him and Fiona Goodnight.
Coming from the same direction.
I mean, the servants' quarters, yes.
A woman.
A dinosaur.
Legally speaking, possibly?
I'm going to go and see our host. See what state he's in.
Mm-hmm.
Is he injured? Or is he just shocked?
He is a bit scratched up. He doesn't seem to be significantly hurt. He is definitely shocked. He did explain his side of the story. He is now slightly drunk, but it's not really hit him yet.
What actually happened? Was he just in the room looking at stuff? Or was he actively doing something?
He was looking around. He says looking around, thinking about redecorating. And then he saw, in fact, there is a handout here.
Indeed, it's the one I read last week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I will. It's fine. I will share screen.
Welcome to my brain. Sorry.
Caught sight of something in the mirror. He thought it was a cat, but he couldn't see any sign of it when he looked round.
Would have been staring into the mirror.
Yeah. So, you know, then he was shifting the dust sheets around to look at the furniture, and he saw a mouse, and then in the mirror he saw something spring out and grab the mouse. But in the real world, the mouse dashed off into the hall. And then he was kind of poking around trying to find this thing in the real furniture. He couldn't see anything. He was looking under this chair, and then when he turned around, he saw his reflection being slowly dragged under this chair by a kind of limb, and something crawling out, chewing at his mirror, his reflection. And he flung his glass of brandy at it, and the thing turned and stared directly at him and rushed towards the mirror and hurled itself at it, and it broke through.
Right, okay.
And those of you looking at the mirror, the mirror is damaged.
Right. And is there glass in front of the mirror, not necessarily from the brandy glass, but actually from the mirror itself, as though it basically did smash from the other side?
It is commensurate with something having cracked its way through from the other side.
Right.
Yeah.
But there isn't a hole in the mirror now. There are cracks, but I think you said...
Yeah, so broadly speaking, and I possibly was a bit vague about this... So there is the mark from where the brandy glass was, which has, you know, cracked the glass in that typical ring, you know, concentric ring sort of pattern you tend to get. But also the glass of the mirror has cracked outward as something forced its way through.
But it's more cracks rather than holes, if you would.
Yeah, it's... as though perhaps whatever has forced its way through was not entirely solid. Or something along those lines.
Well, this is a bit of a rum-do. Says the good captain, walking round, and then he leaves the room, walks around to his room, gets all his pistol ammunition, and reloads his pistol, and comes back, belting his holster and belt with gun in to his dressing gown.
Begging your pardon, gentlemen, Miss Alberta. Miss Cook?
Yeah,
Miss Cook. What seems to be the trouble?
Sounds like an animal.
Oh.
Funny, would it be a bit of a funny thing? It seems to have been driven off, but might be an idea just for you guys from under the stairs, maybe to not be on your own.
The people under the stairs.
Some sort of animal.
Yeah, just a bit odd.
Like a badger.
Yes, but bigger.
Yeah.
Nasty things.
A very, very sickly badger.
It's a bit Alsatian sort of size, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I suppose I'll go and see if Mildred's all right.
Yes, that would be a good idea. In fact, let me come with you, old chap.
Mm-hmm. You head over to the study. You'll hear the dulcet tones of a log going through some saws. Possibly the way around. Yeah, exactly. Very much like that. I think she's all right, sir.
Let's just double check it is.
Yeah. No, yeah.
It is your darling.
He pulls it open, and yeah, I mean she's managed to sort of
heads open, drool coming down.
A decorous sight.
Flower of English womanhood.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly. She does not. There's no sign of any beasties assailing her.
Mm-hmm. Just run my eye around. Are there any mirrors in this room?
Study. There probably is a small mirror.
I'll just wander over.
We should collect them all together. Yeah.
I'll just wander over and glance in it, and if it looks all right, I might just wander back off with holding the mirror.
Yeah.
I suggest we so put them all in the same room, pointing at each other.
Oh, who knows what that could create?
You can make a sort of perfect sphere of mirrors pointing towards one another.
Yes,
but in the middle. And in the middle of a grenade.
No. Very, very, very small sun.
But, Captain, I think you have a point. I punched that thing and it tried to bite me back, but I've met a lot of vicious animals in my time. Do not mess around with the hippopotamus. It is not playing. And this did not seem to
be... But he did manage to convert it to Christianity in the end.
This seemed to me to be not a vicious animal, but a very unhealthy one.
Certainly smelt unhealthy.
Almost
so,
like
not almost necessarily like attacking because it was
a
predator, just misplaced.
Because I just
so
it in
potentially
face.
Scared, or well,
maybe.
Yes, that would.
I mean,
the fact that.
I will go and I will lift up the table and I'll give it have a good sniff underneath.
Ooh, yeah, so some of the odour has dissipated now, but yeah, when you lift up the table, there's another waft.
Yeah, see, that smells almost like... Well, it smells a little bit like...
rotten meat.
Gangrene, almost.
Yeah, rotten meat.
Almost like, well, indeed, yes. It smells a little bit like what we used to eat just before they put the curry powder, the curry leaves in. Maybe it doesn't like it on this side, maybe, I don't know. Wrong side of the mirror for it and all that.
So that's interesting.
You know, a bit like south of the river, you know, after midnight sort of thing. If you're in it.
Now, if this ties in to that supposed murder, the historical murder, what was it the fellow had a bit of a bee in his bonnet about? Was that mirrors?
He didn't like his mirrors, did he?
Too much of a coincidence, I think, though.
Possibly. Well, why not just remove all of them from the building?
As opposed to creating a small collection of the things.
Yeah.
Well,
possibly. What if there's something he could get from the mirrors?
Indeed.
We could get over there.
Just dial back a little bit. When you say the chap, there are several chaps associated with this building.
Yes, so there was the guy who... was the friend of our...
Yeah, so our victim is Gideon de Villeray.
Yeah, and so Gideon is the one basically now quite sloshed, who probably can't stand
nope, that's unrelated Talleyrand. Lucius Talleyrand.
Talleyrand is Tallywhacker's my old chum.
Yeah. As far as you know, he does not have any particular dislike or any liking for mirrors.
Okay.
The other guy.
But Gideon was the guy who...
Got murdered.
Who Talleyrand's grandfather bought it up? Bought the place off?
Approximately, yeah.
And he was killed...
By his friend.
His best friend.
Yes, Peter Letting.
And Peter was the one who had a real problem with mirrors.
Well, that is what you have been told, although it is, of course, what you've been told after the event in which he smashed some mirrors and then killed somebody. So whether he had a thing about mirrors previous to that You do not have a specific reason to think that, as far as I know.
Presumably he's been hanged, yeah, for murder?
Presumably. It was ages ago, anyway.
It was a long time ago.
It was about 15 years ago, 20 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, you could certainly get information. In fact, I think you did.
And we disagree. He wasn't. I'm sure he's not alive.
You no, got the death of Gideon de Villeray's selected newspaper clippings.
Yeah.
Found dead in his cell.
Oh, he was found dead in his cell.
Mm-hmm. Sentenced to death by hanging, found dead in his cell.
So he didn't get to the noose.
Did not. I will reshare the link. No, that's the wrong document. Again,
that keeps up the horror, doesn't it? That little kazoo sound.
Ignore that. It's once again, I'm trying to share this folder, and what it's doing is sharing the actual document.
Oh,
try again.
Do you want me to do that?
Second one.
So which is the document? Which is the
the new link is the folder.
Yeah. So I've got Gaslinks 2.
Yeah, that's one.
Which is the individual document?
It is death of Gideon de Villeray. Newspaper clippings. It's the very long one.
Okay.
Only 20 years
really
ago.
Stupid here. Okay, it might be that I'm looking at the wrong one now. Bear me a second.
But in any case, we have the... Died in his cell, heart failure. Even a rural area like this is unlikely to conflate nibbled to death by strange transmirror creatures with heart failure.
There are just two boxes to tick. Which one?
The death of Gideon.
Natural causes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the usual.
Well, yes, he had his heart ripped out and placed on this metal spike. I mean, anyone would die from that. It's perfectly natural.
Nothing he shouldn't have been used to. He went to Eton.
No. Precisely. Bit of a slacker, really. Come on, wake up. Okay, so it sounds like we are putting the servants in the study for the night.
I'm going to, at the very least, suggest that they probably. Though we don't know where young what's his face has gone, do we?
Well, the guy who was believed to be in the pub, but we don't think he really is. Well, I think something's happened to him.
What worries me slightly is that I would have expected him to come back with the doctor.
Yeah,
because he was sent to get the doctor.
That was Edgar. Who is the one who you talked to? He's back. Ambrose is the guy who was sent to get supplies and just never came back.
Ah, Ambrose.
Yep. So Ambrose, too many NPCs,
is the one that, Ambrose is the one that we've not actually met, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Because he'd been sent to get supplies the day we arrived.
Yeah, and has not returned. Actually, yeah.
And apparently, although he's, very often in the pub, blah, 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 I don't know. It just seems...
It's a bit...
Well, it might be worth...
Something's up.
So tomorrow, I will take it upon myself to go over to the pub and interrogate Robert.
What a sacrifice you make, sir. My hat's off to you. We'll see you next Thursday.
The Oliver Reed Award... Heroism.
I'll wrestle you all, you bastards.
What? So you've lodged the servants in the study for now?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think, with everything that's going on, Maybe have a quiet word with what's his face, who kind of has been acting as well. Maybe get them to give to have some of the better than cooking sherry, but not much more. Obviously,
Yeah. I mean, Lucius is not going to stop if you start distributing sherry to people. Yeah. So feel free.
I'll give them some of the, you know, not the really good stuff. You've had you're on your second bottle. You're not going to notice the difference, sherry.
Perhaps some of the stuff that's left over from the colonel's time and is a little bit dubious at this point. Yes. They are slightly confused, but are certainly willing to accept the tipple. Lo will make sure he follows Alberta's fine example and arms himself with some kind of blunt instrument in case of badgers.
Yes.
I suggest we leave the room until morning. Is there a way of locking the door?
Yeah. You got all the keys? Yeah.
Lock it.
Obviously not the one with the people in. It's
the one with the mirrors in.
Yeah, the salon, yeah.
And go to bed.
Reasonable.
It's been a long day.
It has.
We're all very tired. Can we not get Mildred upstairs? Or do we just leave her there?
You probably could. I mean, I think, you know, the doctor decided it was easier not to, but I mean, it's a broken arm.
We've done it the other way around. We've put them down with her.
Okay. All right. I suggest we go to bed and sleep. Nobody wander around on their own.
It probably is a better option if you want all of them together, because the servants' rooms are probably quite small.
Yeah.
So it'll be,
Remove any mirrors from their room.
There was only one.
You've grabbed the mirror.
I walked off with that. Probably confusing them somewhat, but.
I mean, it is the Victorian age. Having views about mirrors of various kinds is not unusual.
I will, when I go back to the blue room, I will maybe just take down any mirrors that I see and just.
You mean the large standing, rotatable, freestanding mirror that's in your bedroom?
Is it?
Okay. You've each got one. Yeah.
Excellent. I'll put that out in the hall.
Yep. You look round. There are a series of freestanding mirrors have been placed outside.
I would actually, and if anybody hasn't, I would actually then go and recommend that they do the same.
Yep.
Don't know whether it will make a difference. Might have just been a one-off thing, but.
Now I'm very much thinking of getting some whitewash to anything that's reflective. we'll cover things up for tonight, but tomorrow morning finding a workman's smock and going to get some paint.
And I'll load the rifle, but obviously not leave it cocked. And I'll leave it beside my bed, and I will sleep with the pistol underneath my pillow. It's like being in Eton all over again.
No, much safer.
I hasten to add I wasn't in school in Eton.
This explains
just
a lot.
Just passing through, picking up a parcel for a friend. But...
You pass a. I don't know how good is everyone's willpower.
Now you're asking.
Give me a willpower roll.
Oh, willpower! I'm strong. Willpower
willed. A thing.
It is power.
It's power. Yeah.
Oh, power.
Yeah, yep. there is also the expendable characteristic willpower.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I'm in with a chance here, so what do we...
Just roll.
Our power.
Your power, yeah.
Okay, 57 under 65, there we are.
That's oh, nice. No, I fail mine.
I've rolled 72, but I needed 90 or less, so I'm fine.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, I've got a POW of 18.
Bloody it's hell!
It's my yeah. top thing. Believe me, I make up for it in a lack of charisma.
Mine's yeah. 8.
So
yeah, my charisma's less than that.
So, gents, you took yourselves in for the night and go, well, better get some shut-eye, and proceed to do exactly that. Alberta, you will eventually get to sleep, but it's a few hours. Yep. We're talking into the small hours before you're really able to shake off the, was there another precaution I could have taken, sort of mindset.
The mirror is on the landing. The chair from the room is wedged under the door handle.
Mm-hmm.
The window is closed. The curtains and shutters are drawn.
You can't think of anything, but it's taking you on. It was a very unpleasant experience.
Yeah.
But you do eventually get a bit of sleep. You're just going to be quite, you know, groggy the next morning. Mechanically, this would be a you lose some willpower thing, but it isn't really likely to matter tomorrow. So don't worry about actually recording it. But you are groggy, because that is one of the mechanics for if you don't get enough rest. Basically,
okay,
you can do that. So whether you are grumpy or drowsy or whatever is going to be entirely up to you. But you are. Because he has paid these people a respectable amount of money, you are probably woken by the scent of what is undoubtedly breakfast weaving its way through the house.
Kippers.
Mm-hmm.
I hasten to add that this is my character, not me.
What's wrong with kippers? Love a good kipper. Oh, kippers are fabulous.
Never had one. I'm avoiding them on the basis that I might fall in love with them and then, you know, stink out the house for everybody else.
It's a problem, yeah.
You're puffing away on a vape there. I mean, perhaps you can get one that's kipper flavoured and start gently.
Yeah. When the boys were little and I was away with the scouts for the weekend and they weren't with me, it was Bethan's treat was on the Saturday morning. They'd have kippers because by the time I came home Sunday evening, the smell had mostly gone.
My mum loves them. My dad wouldn't go near them. So mum had to sort of wait for similar circumstances.
The day has dawned. It had literally dawned. If you probably can't see it because of on account of having shuttered your windows, but if you do get around to opening them, you will see it. Rosy fingers creeping through the window.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll open it. Open the shutters. Open the window.
Nothing terrible immediately happens.
Okay. Give everything a bit of a once over with the rifle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, couple of rather plump looking pigeons around. Nothing else obviously amiss.
It's before 7. I shouldn't really shoot. Yeah. The old Memsarb says it's not to be done.
Yeah, you haven't got your hunting garb on. It's not.
Well, I mean, you know, shooting in your pyjamas, is.
How it got into my pyjamas, I just don't know. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, Goodnight and Edgar have put together, you know, a fried breakfast, essentially. You know, some porridge, toast, you know, the usual classics.
Under his wife's watchful gaze. She may have one arm broken, but she has a spatula in the other.
Very, very likely, yeah. He's decent with the eggs, at least. He's obviously an old hand at eggs. Morning, sir.
Everyone has a speciality, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah.
What's yours?
I'm very good with omelettes, actually.
Okay, gosh, I can't eat omelettes.
Yeah. Afraid that's right. I did toast. Quite good at toast.
You're very good at toast. I'm still making toast.
Which is why the famous toasted omelette sandwich is one of my specialist dishes.
So what would you like to do today?
Whitewashing.
Today's going to be a whitewash. No, sorry.
Yep.
I'm hesitant. I mean, we can cover up the problem. Does that help solve it?
It helps to come up with a definite... Well, it helps with things like parameters. How big a mirror can these things come through? Does it have to be physically large enough for them to fit? But since it seems to be all science is out of the window, no pun intended, they come from a small mirror?
How do you know that a bit of whitewash on the mirror is going to stop them?
We won't until we experiment.
Could it come through the water in your basin? I mean...
Exactly. Exactly, we'd probably need to agitate things every time we take a wash, or you might lose your face to a badger. I never thought that the reflected badgers would eat my face, says woman who... So, you know, if we've got to do something. Smashing all the mirrors seems a little bit over the top, so I thought, why not cover them up? And then we can do things like clean one off, and or perhaps just leave one that we know there's been a problem with, and then focus our investigation on that rather than the possibility of having an invasion from every mirror and window in the place.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
The mirror that Taddywhackle or whatever his name is.
Sally Rand.
Was attacked. That was kind of in the similar sort of location, wasn't it, in the house, apart from on a different floor, to the one that happened in the long room.
The ones that were smashed up in the long room, yes, indeed.
So it was kind of just below that, but pretty much...
More or less, yeah.
Just an observation. I'll leave it for you clever buggers to... sorry, Bertie, that was... you clever chaps... No, you clever...
Dogs?
You clever buggers to... to work out what's going on.
Mm.
And once I've had food...
Mm-hmm.
I will... Did we decide who else actually had a decent firearm skill? I think Ben...
I think I've got an average sort of one.
You've got 50, I think.
Yeah, 50. I will 51, give, in fact, now.
I
so,
will
you
give
know.
Benjamin my my rifle.
Oh, no need, old boy. I've got my shotgun.
No, but...
I'm more familiar with it.
Just in case, you've got... Two shots with that, you've got good question with a rifle at this point.
One?
You should. It is a...
I'll be entirely honest, I'm going to be far happier with my own shotgun than a rifle at close quarters, where by the time I've used the bolt or whatever function it's got, it'll be on me, because I'm just not that familiar with the weapon. Yeah. I'll be using the Purdy as a club, I think, right before I'm needing to reload.
Because I'm going to go for a little tramp over to the village and see if I can
lucky tramp.
See anybody in the Crown or whatever the pub's called.
Mm, I think might join you on that.
Cross Keys, I think.
Sounds a good idea.
I don't think any of us should be on our own.
I think we need to try and find the guy who went for the supplies.
Well, this is the point,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, that's where I'm going over to the villages to try and find
Ambrose.
Him.
Ambrose.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get started on the windows and mirrors.
Yep.
Except for the main one that we had the problems with, which I'll just cover up.
Maybe concentrate on the ones over on that side.
Sure. If you think and that's maybe, wise.
Maybe have a look out of the window, see if there's anything obvious that maybe caused the odd reflection. Is there,
I will, but there was no sign of it afterwards when I came back in. Didn't see anything outside, so don't know.
Okay. So what were you doing, Alberta?
I'm going with the chaps to the local hostelry after breakfast.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, very much.
You have an adequate breakfast. Yeah, of course. You have your breakfast. At some point, the doctor is supposed to call round, but certainly not going to be this early. You know, it's not like this is an exceptionally wealthy patient. He's not going to be getting up early and coming over straight after breakfast. He's got probably richer people to attend to first.
Not after the dinner he had last night.
No, absolutely. So probably late morning, you would guess. Mm-hmm. You can have a tramp over, mm-hmm. or you can walk to the village, whichever. Mm-hmm. So we are looking at. Where's my little thing?
So I'm walking over, armed with a pistol, but the pistol is in a holster, and I've got a coat on.
It is the cross keys. Okay, so we are looking at just under a mile.
Oh, to, okay. That's nothing.
If you go into stone,
and presumably there's a track as well.
Yeah. So it's possible that he went further to get the stuff, but if he did, he came via stone.
Yeah, why?
You head along the.
Just keep an eye as we're walking along.
Yeah.
Any sign of disturbance in the hedgerows or anything? You know, did he have a little? Has he had gone for a little? Crafty kip that he's never woken up from, sort of thing.
Mm. So, okay, if you're having a nose round, so...
But
I get it. Yeah, you're keeping an eye out in general.
Yeah.
There are lots of crows over there. That kind of thing.
Yeah, not as such, but so basically, I mean, you can see the official road, which takes you past... There's an abandoned church... not far away, and then you get to basically it heads kind of west, and then joins up to the village. There is a somewhat more direct but very farm track looking sort of route you could take in a couple of places, which probably would catch your eye if you're looking out for places you might have gone.
Just keep an eye.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if there is a farm nearby, mm-hmm. maybe. We should be late enough now in the morning that stopping and inquiring at a farmhouse isn't going to cause too much.
No, I mean, they'll be out, you know, be out for an hour or so at least.
Yeah, so the men will be out, but the... they'll be...
Whichever of you is paying most attention will see there are some farmers at work in some of the fields, or farmhands at work in some of the fields round and about. They will, kind of glance up as you head past. Looking... probably a bit perplexed because they're not used to seeing substantial groups of people, some of them carrying shotguns, are walking down from that place that nobody's been lived in for a couple of years.
Mm. Seen Amrose about lately?
Oh!
Morning,
sort of puts down implement of some kind and hurries over to the hedgerow. Reverend, morning, sir, ma'am.
Morning.
We've just finished getting his car out of the hedgerow here.
Dear me, come and miss.
Well, it seems like his horse was stuck in here. Poor beast was frit to death. We've took it down to stables for get the lad to get it fed up on that. But we've took Ambrose back to the farmhouse as well.
Oh, was he?
He must have had a fall or something. He's wicked cold. He was.
Oh, we were concerned for his safety. He left us yesterday.
So wicked cold. I'm taking not the cold of. He hadn't passed then.
It is October. I mean, it doesn't need to be supernaturally cold for him to be a bit.
No,
cold.
No.
You're getting an exposure vibe.
Yeah, he's exposed. He's been. He's got problems with exposure, as opposed to he fell and broke
the
his
cold
neck.
Of the grave.
No, yes, exactly. Yes.
We've asked if someone can ask doctor to take a look at him.
Ah, the doctor should be coming up to the hall. Get out. Oh, about nowish, actually.
Yeah. We could take you through if you're wanting to see him, sir.
If we could, that would be that'd be rather good.
So were the supplies still on the cart, then?
We're about half full of stuff, miss.
Right, because that'll need to get back to the main house.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we can have one of the farmers just take it.
Can we just have a little shifty at the cart before? I mean, obviously, who's looking after Mr. Ambrose?
Oh, one of my girls is.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure she. I'm sure she.
She's seen plenty of accidents, sir.
Yeah. So I'm sure she's going to
hold up hands, missing fingers, etc. Yeah. it was that time with the scythe.
Yeah.
What is it she does? Sword swallower, sir.
he's in good hands. So while we just buy the cart, mm-hmm. can we just have a little shifty and see what's going on?
Yeah. So I mean, they'll sort of direct you a little bit further down the road where there is a gate and you can get through the hedgerow, and then someone will show you around. And yeah, so there's a kind of this is still the point when they hadn't cut down all the hedgerows in the countryside. Mm-hmm. So there are lots of big, you know, green tunnel type things.
Yeah.
But it looks like the horse has got itself tangled up in not one of those, but just a sort of an area of, it's brush and scrub and scrawny treelets and so on that got itself all sort of tangled up and not being able to drag itself out. So they have disentangled it, and the cart is now a little way off. They've sort of put some things back onto it, you can see.
Okay, so looking at the cart,
mm-hmm.
so the cart had actually been overturned, and I'm happy to this to be a combination of asking them and
yeah.
sort of
observation. Yeah.
But the cart's been overturned. Looking at the amount of stuff,
mm-hmm.
is that the right amount of stuff that we would expect him to have been getting?
It's commensurate. It's...
In other words, was he actually on his way back, or
you would say, yeah, on his way back? Looking at, I mean, there's no reason for them to be in this particular bit of scrub, but no particular amount of skill is required to follow the tracks of this cart back. It's clearly come. You know, this is a field. It should not be in a field.
Yeah.
It has come kind of more or less randomly across this bit of field and has obviously come off the track further down where there's an actual little farm track. So by my guess, sir, I suppose he was trying to take the shortcut.
But, I mean... How well does Ambrose know these tracks and these fields?
Oh, I mean, he grew up here, so he should know the way pretty well. But I mean, by dark, it'd be.
Oh, I know, and these hedgerows. I mean, when you're going through them at night, the eyes.
What?
The eyes. Force hits a bit of water and aquaplanes. Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, if the horrors took fright at something, then.
Years and years ago, I was cycling through two hedges, like a bit like that, and it was just past twilight. So we, myself and my mate, had a bike lights on, and I can't remember why we stopped, but we stopped, just turned the light, and all you could see were these little eyes reflected back. Jesus, it was terrifying.
When I was at uni, I found you could do a running route around some farms that were near the back, which I did. And I hadn't allowed for the fact that Durham, at, you know, after about 4 o'clock in winter, it was basically pitch black by the time. So, you know, I'd got halfway round a farm and was then just in complete darkness. It was like, oh, I can see a bit of star between some of the branches of that tree. Okay, yeah, I will try and navigate the rest of the way around until I see a road.
It is that feeling of, okay, yeah. Actually, yeah.
Should have brought a torch, actually. Yeah. Or possibly not done this.
Yeah, well, we had headlights on the bike. And, yeah.
Yeah, there were plenty of interesting noises. I'll tell you that. That's probably a bird. That's probably a bird.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're ever deep in the woods, that's when you really understand that it's terrifying, and you can hear, you know, what the hell is that? That is actually my own heartbeat. Oh my god.
Yeah, what is that banging noise? Yes, actually, that's my heart. Yeah. Trying to rip its way out of my ribcage.
But how about the sinister rasping sound? No, that's your breath.
But, can we maybe track it back to see where...
Yeah, and you can, in fact... So this is not going to be completely up to date, but I will... do a little screen share with you.
This is a one horse cart, isn't it?
Yes.
So, I mean, if the horse is feeling particularly energetic, it might run away, but it's unlikely to be going dangerously fast.
Oh, indeed. Where is this one? How do I share this one? I will do entire screen. Okay. Entire screen. Okay, you can see yourselves. But here. Okay. This is Stowe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is not what it says here. This here is Snobby Court. This here is the abandoned church you have just gone past. And you are roughly... Here is where you have this kind of area is where you have extracted or helped extract the cart, found the remnants of the cart, and you can trace it back to the roughly a point where you'll be fording the River Till.
Okay.
And then it joins back onto this road, wouldn't it? Be there? Yeah, it joins back onto a track that goes into.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So in. Okay. What's the moon like at the moment?
It's quite a good moon. Yeah, it would have been quite a good moon last night.
And it was yesterday we arrived, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So it was yesterday. So he was only out overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Because I must admit, I have been thinking at the back of my mind. God, the buggers, you know, nobody's raised any search parties or anything for him, you know.
No, he's been missing for one day.
He's been missing,
It's the boy who cried wolf, well, isn't it? Everyone assumes he's in the pub.
No, they actually, he was in the pub, so.
Yeah, and actually, yeah, to be fair, he's been missing for less than a day.
Yeah.
Because if it was yesterday evening that, say, he was on his way home.
Yeah. It's only as far as... Basically, the other servants and you lot are the only people that are aware he's missing.
Yes.
So
yeah. So it's us who failed to arrange the search party.
Well, and why would you? Because you were told he's probably just in the pub.
Yeah, so, exactly.
No great omissions here. You will find a few more things scattered along the route as you trace it back. Yeah,
but does it look like it was the ford where possibly
something happened?
Started going wrong?
Yeah, yeah.
Which could easily be the reflection.
Yeah. And basically, he was found roughly halfway between the ford and where the cart was.
Yeah.
So he's obviously got tossed off or fallen off the cart as the horse was.
Mm-hmm. It's just as one leg, isn't it? Really?
Yeah. Indeed.
We're all thinking it. We're all thinking. No, Nick.
If anyone wants to attempt to roll on, say, track, you can certainly do that.
I don't think it's a skill, is that?
Is it not a skill?
Is it survival, maybe?
Survival, yeah, whatever is the appropriate skill.
We've all got 10% in it, we might as well give it a go.
So, I've got a higher survival skill, but unfortunately mine's desert.
Oh, well, I've rolled a 00, so I've
successed. It's been a very dry.
I rolled 01.
October.
01. Yeah, excellent. Yeah.
Right, okay, so question for you, Shim.
Yeah?
So I've got a survival skill desert of 50.
Mm-hmm.
I've rolled 11. So obviously I fail if it's just the flat 10%.
Mm-hmm.
But if, say, for example, it's...
I feel like that's one of the transferable skills. So yeah, I think I'm happy to call that a success.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, looking at this, you are able to get a sense of, the style of the footprints go from, a cart being pulled along by a horse moving at a fairly leisurely pace.
To a cantering
horse. In the dark. And there's this kind of flurry of hooves and marks where the cart seemed to have skidded about close to the ford. And then it's kind of... You would say maybe followed the line of the trees pretty much.
Yeah.
Just trying to get away from something.
Any other footprints?
Yeah.
Obviously,
there's
not...
some prints, at least, of that you could.
What sort of prints? Animal prints?
Presumably animal.
Okay.
Somewhere between
a dog and a badger.
No, these ones more like somewhere between, you would say, water vole and swan.
That's quite a large range.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or quite a large water vole. I mean, who can tell?
A big frog
in style, or frog? Yeah, actually, probably a bit of frog in there as well. Yeah, they've got... There's definitely some webbing going on. Some claw-like prints in there.
Hmm.
The sort of gait pattern doesn't really particularly seem to match any of those.
So he was being followed, or he was following an animal... Was it following him, or was he following
you? You've rolled 11. Yeah, you got two critical successes.
I rolled a 1.
You rolled a 1. He's got 11. You would say being chased by,
startled by it, perhaps.
Oh, as in running chased,
or at least pursued, shall we say?
How fast is this water flowing?
It's not particularly fast now. It's a it's more of a stream.
I'm just thinking, are there any bits where it widens out and slows down? You'd actually get a reflective surface,
such as around this ford.
Yes, that was kind of my thinking.
It's going to be difficult to whitewash. but I'll do my best.
The British establishment at its finest.
Pig-headed obstinacy is what got us to this stage, and by God, it's going to see us through.
If we think where the... hall is facing.
Mm-hmm.
Is the ford on the side of the house where the long room is?
Or... I know what you're going for. So the long room is essentially in the north.
Yeah.
The mirror is on the north wall. The compared to that, this location is essentially southwest.
Southwest of it, okay. Maybe similar reflection. But not the same. It wouldn't see the same thing. Well, it might see the same thing, but from a quite a long distance rather than anything short.
Was you wanting to see Mr. Ambrose?
Oh, yes. It probably won't work because it sort of half works in the desert, but not quite. But basically, I want to basically get a hanky out because I haven't got any pen or paper and basically just put it over one of the tracks, push it down, try and get an imprint on the hanky of a roughly.
Okay.
In reality,
you
can sort of do it if it's on mud and stuff.
I'm trying to work out what's the... This might just be a dexterity.
Okay, let's have a go with dex.
To just do it without squashing your fingers into it, basically.
Okay, so I've just rolled 8.
Okay, yeah. You carefully 70. Press, and there's a particularly moist bit of mud still going there.
Yeah.
And you carefully press the hanky over it, peel off, and a nice silk hanky has this beautiful kind of foot print on it.
Okay.
Leave that in a church for 1,000 years. Bob's your uncle, you got a relic.
Touring shower, here we come. Right.
Well, I've shot a lot of things in my career. I'm pretty sure I haven't shot one of them.
Yeah.
Challenge accepted.
So I will kind of keep it and then I'll put it... try and fold it up very carefully.
Yeah, you preserve it appropriately.
As much as I can, anyway. Yeah. It won't preserve for very long, but it'll hopefully allow us to get it back to the...
As long as you keep it basically flat, it'll dry out with, might even be able to get one of those photographers to take a picture of it.
Oh, yes. We know a photographer. He's in about 40 miles away.
But you know a photographer. He owes you a favour as well.
What if he's got any of that... special
that would be interesting. Synergy is not considered by the GM. What if the PCs have weaponized the artifacts from the previous case?
We're still in pretty early days for photography. It's not going to be useful.
Well, I don't know. Let's go see Ambrose.
Okay. Some of them will escort you to the farmhouse where, as promised, there is, in the kitchen, probably, there is, Ambrose laid out on they've pulled a trestle bed sort of thing out. And, that's what I'm looking for, isn't it? They've got some kind of cot for him. And, in front of the fire, obviously. Have been dabbing him with hot water and applying laudanum and all the usual sorts of things.
He is off his tits.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they've pulled down the big bottle of laudanum from the shelf.
Oh, fantastic.
And, dosing him with it. You can see scattered about. There are some rather red-looking rags in a bucket nearby. He's been kind of had his clothes peeled off, essentially, and he's been covered up. And there is a rosy-cheeked flower of the English countryside and a six-year-old boy kind of tending to him.
Yeah.
In a kind of, well, we've got to sit here sort of way. Oh, morning, sir. All right, yes, it's Rosie. This here is gentleman up from the hall and lady up from the hall from the court. Okay. I will cease doing NPC dialogue. Please continue.
You're robbing us of so much entertainment.
Does Ambrose look?
I've been doing that for years. He is probably not lucid in the strict sense, but he does appear to be conscious.
Ambrose, how you doing, old chap?
Who's that?
Oh, we're visiting
your
name at the hall.
Yeah, so we're the visitors that you were getting all those extra provisions for, young man.
Oh.
So you'd be pleased to know that the horse is okay, the cart's okay. You look like you've had a bit of a tumble, though, lad.
I was right on my way back to...
He's got sort of, you know, shilling pieces for pupils.
I just had to stop for a little bit, and then there was something in the water, something awful. I seen it. I told him I seen it.
Yeah, they laughed at me. Very probably did, old chap. Very probably did.
They laughed at me and they gave me a drink.
Oh, was that when you were in the Cross Keys?
I didn't mean to go, sir. I was only stopping in for a moment, and then I just had one drink, and then begging your pardon, ma'am, but I went to the, you know, and there was someone looking at me, and I told them, and they laughed at me, and they said I needed to settle me nerves, and they gave me a drink, maybe a couple of other drinks.
Well, you wouldn't want the drink to get lonely, would you?
Exactly. Begging your pardon, your father.
So
he gets an eye, which may even penetrate his opium and alcohol fueled haze.
give me an occult roll, Reverend Fred.
Yes, no problem at all.
That'll be an ecclesiastical matter.
Yeah. No, you pick up from that and a couple of subtle body language things there. What we have here is your genuine rural Catholic.
Good heavens. I thought we'd stamped them all out years ago.
It's possible this might also explain some of the slight prejudice of the Lowe's against him.
In fact, he's wearing a Pope hat.
Yeah. He's got a 4-foot crucifix dangling from his neck. You know, no. He's a bit sort of pleading. Is there anything specific you want to ask him about?
Yeah. What did it look like? I want to describe it.
And does he know roughly when it was? And was it about the same sort of time? Because what time... Can we remember what time that Tallywhackle got?
That was probably...
The published version of this adventure, Mr. Yeah, Talleyrand, will be renamed Smith.
So For you, I think it was 9 or 10 o'clock for you lot. Because it was after you were eating and you were all sort of poking around at various things.
We were going to bed, weren't we?
You were getting ready for bed. He was kind of poking around a bit before going to bed.
So it was about 9:30, 10. Because, I mean, obviously, you know, it's...
Anyway, for him, this would have been probably 6. This was happening, 6, maybe 7.
So, sort of dusk type.
Yeah, after dusk, so late enough to be definitely dark. He left the pub when it was getting dark. Took a little while getting. He basically decided, well, rather than going, because you have to take the main road, you have to do a detour, you have to go up north, then turn and come all the way east again. But instead, if you can go a bit east and then cut across the farm track, you can shave, you know, a significant amount of time off. And if it's already, you know, the sun's already below the horizon, then that's definitely what you want to be doing.
But it was something, as he was crossing the...
Yeah, he saw something in the water, and it were like a sort of goose, ma'am.
A sort of goose?
Like a goose with too many legs.
Four legs?
Might have been four. Maybe.
I'm trying to remember the tracks. How many legs did it look like it had?
You'd guess maybe 4.
Okay.
From the pattern, yeah, and maybe wings. It doesn't seem to have been flying. It might have been flopping about.
Could it have been 2 geese rather than one?
Might have been 2 geese.
Yeah, you haven't seen a Jenny Harper.
Oh. Well, you reckon it was one of them, sir?
I think we're starting to think it might be.
I'm a God-fearing man, sir. I have always behaved appropriately according to the teachings of the Mother Church.
Well, you know,
monster.
We all do the best we can for you, of course, but you have this intrinsic disadvantage. It's not your fault, old chap.
Yeah. Oh, he is. He would probably be starting to weep gently, but the laudanum is the cry of the laudanum is too strong in his blood.
There's a fundamental disadvantage. All this time, we thought he was following the Lord. He was following the laudanum.
He starts mumbling things about, you know, Jenny Greenteeth and similar rustic folklore. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, so we'll ask Rosie, has there been anything else odd happening around that ford?
Not have I heard about, sir. No. We come across, the lads come across it from the fields all the time.
Yeah.
No. He were properly scraped about, though.
Yeah, he looks a bit banged up.
We all scratched out something nasty. Well, some of these geese can be quite aggressive, but I reckon he must have fallen a thorn bush or something.
Mm. I mean, out of game, that probably saved his life. You know, if the thing couldn't actually get to him to scram him.
Do you want to examine him? Cast a medical eye?
Yeah, go on. I've got 50 in...
I mean, this, you're not trying to treat him, you're just trying to assess him, so it's not particularly challenging.
0-1.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, so you
can I just say, I'm worried now, because I think the highest I've rolled so far is 11, which does mean I'm about to roll 99, 98, and 100.
It's only expected.
Are you accidentally rolling 2 d5s? Because I've got a 10-sided d5, and I've ended up doing that before now.
I see. You pull back the sheet, you examine. I mean, they've done an adequate job. They've, you know, bandaged him up a bit and stuff. But you can see, he has actually been got at by, it's clearly some sort of animal. Some clawing, maybe some biting. It's not particularly deep, but it's nasty.
Mm.
It's the sort of thing. Okay, yeah, you could say he was got at by a badger.
No,
you don't. You don't think so?
Sorry,
but yeah.
Sorry, none of us is an expert, but I wonder whether we could perhaps hope to tell a badger type bite with teeth in it from a goose beak, for example.
You certainly could, and the reason that you would perhaps not expect someone to ascribe this to a particularly vicious goose is that geese normally sort of peck at you rather than actually properly biting. But if you dismiss that sort of common sense thing, then you might instead go, this isn't really a very toothy sort of bite.
Have you ever seen inside a goose's mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Terrifying.
Yeah, full of sort of barbs and stuff. So maybe something a bit more like that. There's some sort of maybe gnawing in a few bits. He does seem to have had a proper wallop on the head, which that is sort of commensurate with the maybe actually fell out of the cart and, you know, knocked himself silly sort of idea. But, I mean, it's a nasty knock. You wouldn't have thought someone would pass out from it. You know, he's got a you know, bump the size of a chicken egg, but it's, you know, there's you prod a bit. There's no sign that the skull is actually damaged.
But already a bit drunk, a bit scared.
Probably a combination of things, maybe.
I mean, normally at this point as well, you sort of like, you know, compare irises, but when they're both basically that big.
Yeah. And obviously when anyone talked to him who was already suffering from maybe hypothermia, but at least exposure. And
was there a smell, old chap? Bit of a smell of rotting meat, or
smell of death, sir?
Ah,
we're awful.
Yeah,
he should be used to that.
Hmm. I think you're a lucky man, Ambrose. I think. We get him onto the cart. Can we reasonably carefully? I mean, we've just walked the route.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, could we get him onto the cart with a bit of, you know, with some blankets and stuff, and get him back up to the?
You certainly could.
Aren't you missing
a
horse?
No, they've got the horse.
So they have got the horse. That horse is getting treated basically for having been stuck in a hedge all night. It's getting fed and curried and so on. But yeah, exactly. So they can lend you a horse. It would, rather than trying to go back on that track, you could just go from the farmhouse onto the actual road.
Yeah,
I mean, so there's a little track up to that, but you know, it'd be easier if you. Where would you like to take him?
What is actually wrong with the horse?
It's just exhausted. It doesn't seem to be
stuck in a hedge all night.
Yeah, it's okay. It looks.
It's not been attacked, though.
Well, would you like to assess this horse using some kind of horse assessing skill?
Had somebody with veterinary experience to advise us on what we could expect to learn.
I'll
extended episode.
I will take a praise. Sure.
How about
ride?
Isn't there a natural? Well, riding should probably do it. Actually,
ride. I keep lamenting the lack of natural history. There should be natural history.
There isn't a natural history.
I keep referring to natural history in my scenario notes, and there's no natural history.
Yeah, I suppose you have to put it under science or something.
Yeah. Yeah, ride works.
Ride doesn't work, not for me.
Any sort of vaguely appropriate sense.
Can I just point out, as a military captain, I appear not to have ride.
Yeah. I mean, you can get basic information anyway. If you have some kind of appropriate skill, you'll get more information.
Have a look at the horse.
Go have a look at the horse.
No, it's a horse. It's got a head, four legs, a tail.
Yeah, I mean, you can also talk to the lad who's...
Well, I'll chat to him what seems to be wrong with the animal.
Rubbing it down and so on. I think it's been scratched up. You can see on the it's been stuck in the hedge and trying to fight its way out. You can see some nasty scratches in there, but it's nothing too serious. I've put some liniment on it.
Well, that was for pulled muscles.
and some poultices and other appropriate period appropriate treatments.
Yeah, you put liniment on it as soon as look at it.
Yeah. Look. I've got a shelf. I've got liniment. I've got powder.
I've got a bread poultice, and I'm not afraid to use it.
Yeah. Here, look here. You see this bottle of black treacle?
All you need is comfort. It does everything.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, absolutely everything.
And of course, Dr. Bennett's horse pills for horse problems.
Right, okay.
You administer these things and these five elements and the appropriate alchemical balance.
Does it look like it's been attacked, or has it just injured itself being in the hedge?
It does not. It looks like it has hurt itself while trying to drag itself through a hedge with a cart.
Right, okay. So something scared it.
That's right. Okay. It does not look to be, and otherwise it's just exhausted. You know, you can. It is visibly exhausted. Yeah. It's kind of sweaty and trembling and stuff. And it is now eating. So, but yeah, there's no sign that the horse has been attacked by anything.
Okay. So we're going to leave the horse here and borrow one and take that back with the cart.
Well, probably with one of the guys actually leading the horse. So that, so that he can then.
Yeah.
They'll certainly do that. And obviously, later they'll, you know, when the horse is fine, they'll bring it back to you.
Yeah. Yeah. But it also means then that we actually get all the missing stuff.
Yep.
Okay.
And obviously, in no way is that more important than Ambrose.
But it is useful.
But there was bacon on that there cart.
there still is bacon on that there cart, in fact, which further adds to the suspicion that it was not a badger.
Yeah, there is not a badger-shaped hole in the bacon. Yeah,
exactly. That is two layers of waxed paper and some string. That is not a badger repellent. If such a thing exists, it is not a badger repellent barrier. You're surprised something hasn't had a go at it, frankly. Possibly that horrible smell.
But we can get Ambrose onto the cart as well.
Yep. You get Ambrose safely onto the cart, and where do you want to take him?
Back to the house.
Just back to the hall?
Yeah, okay.
They will get one of the lads who had sent a message to the doctor to take a new message to the doctor and say he's now at the Snobby Court.
The study does seem to be our sick room, so.
Okay, you have retrieved Ambrose, and he is not still dead. Alive. So, yeah, good going.
Our number of not deaded is quite good.
At it's higher than usual, isn't it? So let's gather everybody into one place and then see what happens.
It's higher than it could have been. I don't mind telling you that.
Gather everyone into one place, and then the captain shows off his grenade.
So
I inherited this from my Spanish grandfather. I've been using it to light my cigars. It seems to work fine.
It's quite safe unless you do this.
What you mustn't do is place the two halves of the sphere together.
Did you see that picture of the demon core mousetrap?
Yes.
Fabulous.
Okay, I know what I need to find. Okay, I need to find this later. So what else would you like to be?
Well, it's lunchtime now. So we're going to have lunch when we get back with all the supplies, aren't we?
Okay. Yep. You return with supplies.
Find me speckled with whitewash and making a plate of cold ham and bread.
I mean, Goodnight will probably have prepared a plate of bread and ham for you.
Okay. We've got the rest of the supplies and Ambrose.
Oh! You found him!
We did.
How is he?
Something had a go at him. Maybe the same sort of thing that had a go at our host.
The badger.
or whatever.
Hmm. Well, we've got to call it something. I mean, badge is as good as anything until we know what it really is. Can't just keep calling it, you know, the thing or whatever, can we?
The entity. The beast. No, it sounds ridiculously portentous.
Whereas badger sounds almost comical. Hmm. Until you find yourself face to face with one of the bastards.
So you reconsider various things. Okay, they will help get Ambrose into the what is now the sick bay. The San, for those of you who went to public school. Start rustling up some food for you. Again, probably some pies, some jellied something in something else. You know.
God, Victorian times were a bit grim on the palate, weren't they?
Well, you've got vegetables now. That's good.
Yes, they're not a Victorian invention, though, are they? I mean, you make it sound as if it's a miracle of the modern age. Well, you've got vegetables now, you know.
It took the Victorians to bring them into British cuisine by boiling them for 12 hours.
Yes, I mean, admittedly, a lot of people thought that they weren't safe and so wouldn't eat them. My sister still stands by the boil them until they're no longer a threat method.
Yes, she does.
Cooking vegetables.
Does she put a bit of bicarb of soda in there as well, just to be...
I don't think so. She doesn't need to. She's probably got the sprouts on for Christmas now. Just simmering away until December. To give you some idea, she actually makes a separate portion for me if I'm ever going to be around... at her place for Christmas dinner, because she knows I won't eat the vegetables that she makes. And the ones that she does for me, that apparently she wouldn't touch because they're undercooked, are still overcooked to the point of being mushy. Anyway, enough about my family.
no more mushy stuff.
Indeed. You have retrieved...
Your old sentimentalist.
I have a list of things you might consider doing, but I want to know what you would like to do.
Well,
we should probably exchange notes. I mean, you've gone through all this. I've gone over quite a number of window panes and mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
We should get all the small mirrors, I think, into one place and maybe lock them in a chest or something.
You're going to need a large chest.
Or, no, that's only small mirrors.
Or I think we could at least get them all into one room.
Yeah, I'm talking about... Small mirrors and things, you know, if a lady's compact, something like that, don't know.
Yeah.
A sort of dressing table mirror, that kind of thing. We could put it into a chest and keep those out of the equation and deal with these larger mirrors that we can keep track of a bit more easily. And like you say, let's try putting them in one room. But I do worry what happens if they reflect another mirror.
Well, the easiest way would be to find out if once we're suitably prepared for it.
Yeah. How does one prepare suitably for the unknown, you know?
Well, I think the captain has most of the right idea.
Yeah, wander around with weaponry.
Iron works against beasties.
Not really.
I find
we already know that
quite
silver
a large
doesn't.
Amount of lead also helps.
cold iron might be worth a go, though.
Poker was iron.
Ah, but it's not cold iron, is it? That's the point. It's isn't it how the iron's been made?
Yes, that is a literary error which has not been invented yet.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. So we won't have fallen into that.
Yeah. It's just iron. It's just
iron.
Just iron will do then.
They haven't invented the special magical iron that doesn't make sense if you know anything about iron.
No. I want to go out and have a look and see. Is there anything that could have caused any particular thing that would have caused any light or anything over where either for the study or for the long room?
Mm-hmm.
Did we check for footprints outside the window where
you did.
Benjamin? Yeah, and there were no footprints.
Well, no, we just fluffed over every single roll.
Oh, okay. Right, there were no footprints.
It was also dark, so yeah, you didn't find any footprints. And if you look now, you do not find any footprints.
Okay. Right, I might set off for Stowe. I think I might stay there overnight.
Okay.
Fine, well, that's very helpful.
So you have a look around the area where you saw where Benjamin saw something.
Yeah.
You can't see any features, you know, from inside looking through the window, you cannot see any features that would seem to cause that.
Have a poke around outside.
From outside, can you see in that window?
Yep.
It's not specific, you know, just it's a ground floor window. Anything.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Could you see the mirror?
No, there's not a mirror.
Not in that room.
Visible near there.
Where would the moon have been at the time?
Not somewhere
in the sky from there, would it? Because that's facing north.
Yeah. You are probably inclined. I will save you a little bit of time here. When it's dark outside, and you're looking at a piece of glass.
It's more likely to be the mirror.
That's more sort of.
I was just thinking about moonlight shining in.
Yeah. I know I have form on that particular that particular one. But yeah, you don't think moonlight. There would have been any direct moonlight.
Mm. Okay, because that was kind of my wonder. Was you know, is it something from outside shining in? But.
Yeah, thinking about it, Benjamin is feeling like if it wasn't a face glimpsed through the window, then it was probably a reflection of something. It's just there wasn't anything obvious to reflect. So
okay. That
didn't really make sense at the time.
Yes, and that's my issue, is this whole reflection of things, now that we know that reflections can be more than reflections. Still, I've painted all the windows, so it'll help with the resale.
What we could do is get one of those big mirrors, scrape off what young Benji's.
Well, I've left the main mirror. I was leaving that one.
You've not painted
the big mirror.
Yeah.
I'm trying to narrow things down so we don't get ambushed. Effectively.
But my thought is, you see, is in the study.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If we put the candelabra back where it was.
Mm-hmm.
If we put the mirror on the wall where it was.
The salon,
And we put maybe a fresh mirror. Mm-hmm.
Just rustle up a fresh mirror, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think we put another one of that size.
And we put another mirror where the window is.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wonder whether it is just the... and then light the candelabra. And is it the... reflection of the reflection of the reflection of the reflection that causes, or is that?
But wouldn't that end up with something very, very small, a vole, a shrew, or something?
I'm not in the artillery, you see, but I know that when they.
Yes, it's not very far away if it's reflected multiple times, is it? It's still the same distance.
Yeah, but I do know.
Or is it?
But I do know that there's this thing where you have funny angles and gubbins like that.
Hmm.
And what are you trying to do with that?
Well, I'm just thinking that was it the light coming in at a funny angle? The light coming around and round and bouncing, and were there any other mirrors actually in the room?
So of the salon, the whole north wall is effectively mirrors or windows.
No, where
the beastie was? Yes.
No, Talleyrand. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That's where Talleyrand was.
Yeah. So that the whole of that wall is mirror.
And there are no other mirrors in there.
Not on other walls, no.
There was just that one.
I believe.
Yeah. That's what I understand.
But obviously, the window itself would then be acting as a mirror.
But the windows are on the same wall as the mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
The mirrors in between. between the windows.
Yeah, yeah. The mirrors are also on the north wall. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right, okay. So, because I thought it was the mirror was on the west wall.
No, it's got building bits of building on either side of that room.
Yes, exactly.
The big walls are north and south.
Yeah.
Mm. And yeah.
Like that. Mirror here. Mirror window.
Yeah.
Door here.
And
the other walls are just walls.
And where was so I'm just thinking if we sort of like sit to where he was sitting, was there anything else that could have reflected? No, perhaps not.
Obviously.
Shiny tabletop, maybe.
Possibly shiny tabletop. Possibly slightly shiny bits of furniture.
I think we're clutching at straws there.
I think so.
I think we need to do some more reading of notes and books.
Mm. And I must confess, I'm going to have to pack up.
Yeah, it is that time
shortly.
Again.
We found Ambrose, and he's not dead.
Yeah, and hopefully next time we can reconvene with whatever reading Professor Zane has been doing while you were doing the actual work.
Indeed.
That could blow the thing wide open, of course.
Indeed, yes.
You think?
Has he learned Welsh in the meantime?
I was just questioning this, yes.
No.
I think that's why Nick hasn't turned up tonight. He realised his Welsh wasn't up to snuff, so he's cramming this evening. He'll return damn near fluent.
Perhaps so. Looks at Welsh handouts. Yes, well, anyway.
there are an awful lot of them.
Not one of us speaks Welsh.
No, not in
GM is going to make anything vital that depends on a skill that the characters haven't got, you know. So we know
who would do such
nothing
thing.
Nothing to do with Wasp.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
I have NPCs for that. It's fine.
But yeah, don't forget the first time you go mad, you get 5 points of language Welsh.
Yeah, it's true. No, it's the other way around.
Can only speak in subtitles.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I look forward to. Continuing to torment you next time. Yeah.
Okay. See you then.
See you guys.
Bye, everybody.
See you then.
Bye. Bye.